This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is exactly 11 minutes before 3 p.m. on MUT Radio. You're still listening to Afternoon Hangout with myself, Awi Tukelese. And I did promise you that we do have Mr. Mahlaba on the line, who's going to be chatting with us about them as Microsoft introducing isiZulu as one of their official translators, Zase is a Microsoft SA. Mr. Mahlaba, good afternoon and welcome on MUT Radio.
Yes, I'm here. Are you guys good?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, finally?
I'm good, and I hope you guys are safe in all this rain and everything that's happening currently in KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah, man. Hey, we are trying. We lost life, but then, okay, hopefully everything will be back to normal and Yonke is over, right? Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio, and I hope you are also safe as well.
No, I'm safe and I'm good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, I was so excited when I heard the story because it is what we need, especially the young South Africans. It is what we've been looking forward to, so that Nathi sizoba accommodated as South Africans. And I heard that Microsoft has finally introduced isiZulu as one of the Microsoft translators. Please tell us more about that, sir.
Okwenzekayo, I mean, uma ukhumbula kahle Microsoft and all the way with our development, we are already able to translate to more than 100 languages. So it means that we are on the screen that our language, like it's French, it's Japan, in those parts. And one thing we are cool as our services or cloud services are getting available in Africa, but more especially in South Africa, was to start making sure that African languages, they join the suit. And again, I mean, this is one of the languages that is already now available. Kusho ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi udevelope, ukwazi ukuthi udevelopment yakho noma uyenze ngesiNgisi, uma ushintshe translation, it translates to isiZulu, and ikwazi ukuthi ayifunde nje, ayibone ngolimi lakubo.
Now, you're speaking of African languages, and ngiyacabanga ukuthi isiZulu is not the only African language esay introduciwe mhlambe ka Microsoft. Are there any other African languages esingawa mhlambe siwaziyo in Africa that you guys have or have introduced as one of our translators kwa Microsoft?
Yeah, so sikwazile Swahili is one of them, because you will know ukuthi Africa Swahili is calling across countries and for whatever good reason, the Africans actually is already available and they are able to translate into Africans. So I as a language, and I can see some of the languages in Somalia now, but they are still starting to build in that particular segment. So it's a very big growing stack, let's put it that way, within a Microsoft offering. Sell the show with the Africa, being a continent, is being accommodated with technology, more especially ensuring it by a multilingual translation in there, they limbs as a kind.
The main objective of this introduction of isiZulu to Microsoft for you guys to actually introduce isiZulu as one of the languages and to ukuthi abe ama translators kwa Microsoft.
Uma nje ubheka kahle ezamene ukuthi into ebalulekile kuthina, ngoba ukhumbule ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo ukuthi sisusa impilo zabantu and sifake i-technology njengendlela yokuyinsiza ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukusebenza. So you can imagine with the fourth industrial revolution and the way things have changed in our lives and the way we have to adopt the new technology in our lives, the importance of language understanding, it's what really drives the economic participation first within the technological changes that we're going through. And secondly, we believe there's a lot of modeling, amasha, as well as figure, and which is into about creative. Technology takes over, but technology is into essentially service and jargon. Since you are born and singing in company in Kun, which go by Lake Ilewuti, Amani, Ama language, a Kunima band, with a squas of finger like Banguba to Bonke, Kungama Corner, Aleon Dao, who made a squas service Ama language, Abo, who then say technology. Go technology, I found. So ifunda ngama language iyakwazi ukuthi isebenza ama language ahlukahlukene uma utranslate.
Senge naba nayo like a positive response towards this initiative ka Microsoft mhlawumbe abantu bebuyela kunina and actually responding ukuthi ibasize kanjani this thing yesizulu of introducing isiZulu kwi software yenu.
So ngingathi ngisazobhekelela kahle ngoba wakhumbula kahle phela wapi I think izophela inyanga manje sik announce le officially ukuthi kwenzekile. So ngiyabona ukuthi vele kuzoba khona ke izinto ezinhle ezizokwenzeka ngenxa yakho. So solindela nje ukuthi laba ababheka kuma business analyst stage ukuthi abheke ukuthi ne reaction ethini. Kodwa mina njengomuntu okhuluma isiZulu and umuntu osebenza Microsoft for more than 11 years ngiyazi ukuthi reaction yakhona izoba positive ngoba already besizama ukuthi basifundise izingane into ebiba sometime ibe umehluko uma ufunda coding. Uqala ukuzama ukuthi translate kuyise kwi-English into ebengiyakwazi ukwenza ngesiZulu. So sengiyabona ukuthi siyabona nje kuzozama impela kube khona umthelelo omuhle ngoba kushuthi nabantu bazokwazi ukuthi baqale bakhe ama-app ngekithi umlabalaba ngeke wakhe nje ngoba ngawu-understand ukuthi from isiZulu noma emagimi esiwadlalayo ngesiZulu ngeke uvele wakhe online uma ukuthi awusi-understand isiZulu futhi ngeke ukuthi funa ngi-translate from isiZulu ngise kwi-English. Mafanele ngibhale i-code yakhona. Kuba lula uma uthi ngibhale i-code yakhona ngisebenzisa lona ulimi leli lasekhaya engijwayele.
I understand Mr. Mahlaba ukuthi isiZulu is mostly spoke okanye abantu bayikhuluma kakhulu la e-KZN. And I heard that you guys were working with the KZN department as well as the royal family. Please tell us more about that.
Okunye lokho engaziyo ukuthi abanye esebenza nabo eMicrosoft there is ama-initiative esiwenzayo manje phela ukuthi sesifikile la esizulwini nge-technology. Kumele phela sibuyele ekhaya lapho isizulu esibhilonga khona. Kubalulekile ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siwazi umlangezwe lakhe ukuthi ulimi lakhe seliyakwazi ukusebenza kulezi ze-technology ne-fourth revolution. Ukuze sikwazi ukuthatha i-guidance even ku-royal family ngokuthi sisebenzisa kanjani-ke le advantage esikhona ukuthi sigcine amagugu ne-heritage esiZulu ukuthi yaziwe indawo ehlukahlukene. Nanokunye-ke vele kuwumsebenzi wami ukusebenza nohulumeni wakwaZulu-Natali. La kwaZulu-Natali sinto enhle kabi ukuthi 98% even more of people bakhuluma isiZulu basebenza ngaso isiZulu. So kwenza kube lula-ke ukuthi sifide in using technology senze sure ukuthi konke lokhu kuyakwazi uku-translate-a kulingane ngalelo limi lesiZulu ngaleyo ndlela yesiZulu. And ke ukuye nje okugcina ukhumbule ukuthi uma siya phambili zonke izinto zizobe zisebenzisa-technology kakhulu. Kubalulekile-ke ukuthi uma sigcine amasiko namagugu wethu siwagcine nge-language yethu ukuze singalokhu si-translate-a into ezingakwazi ukwenza isense ngokuthi nje kuphela noma ibhalwe ngesiZulu umuntu okhuluma isiNgisi uyakwazi ukuyishintsha. Okokugcina usiya ukukhumbule phela ukuthi isiZulu is the highly spoken language in South Africa currently. It's the number one actually. So abantu abaningi noma bengahlali KwaZulu-Natal bayasiza isiZulu futhi abanye bayacommunicate-a futhi ngaso.
Yo, nice. Yo, ngiyabonga kakhulu. This is I think izosiza kakhulu especially thina-ke bantu basakhulayo who actually are using these types of ama software like about Microsoft and all that. Speaking of young people, and I understand ukuthi we are a predominantly isiZulu speaking university of technology in KwaZulu-Natal. What advice or programs does Microsoft have for ama students who are still maybe in universities?
Ngiqale la ngamini mina ngiyigraduate eMangosuthu by the way. Ngafunda eMangosuthu. Ngafunda konke engikwaziyo kahle namhlanje eMangosuthu. Mawusukhuluma ngamathuba khona njengabantu abancane eMangosuthu ngawo nifunda. Okubalulekile uma i-technology sifika ngalendlela efika ngayo, isikwazi nanokuthi ibuyele olimini lakho. Sekuyacaca-ke ukuthi akusafanele lokhu uzama ukubhidilisha isiNgisi ngoba ufuna ukwenza okuthile. Usungakwazi ukucabanga ngale ndlela okucabanga ngayo ukubhale phansi. Okubalulekile again ngihlale ngithi uma usikhondla-khondla sokhozi sinabantu abawu-7,000 abasilalele kusho ukuthi nani futhi ngeshore ukuthi abantu abaningi abanilalelayo lapho kucampasi ngasemlanzi bayasizwa lesiZulu. Awucabanga ukuthi bangakanani abantu abanamhlanje abangama-client potentially yokuthi uma wenza i-game noma wenza i-app uyifake isiZulu bakwazi ukuyisebenzisa. so amathuba maningi okubalekile nje abantu abancane kubaleka kakhulu ukuthi mawuphume emanguzi akukhulume ngemanguzi ngelanguage lesizulu ukwazi ukuthi uhlanganise i-app ikhuluma ngemanguzi manguzi yaziwa kakhulu ne-agriculture ucabange nje mase ubeke i-marketplace encanyana yasemanguzi ukwazi abantu bathenga amafutha asemanguzi from i-app zekhuluma isizulu nabantu abafuna isingisi uma beshintsha beya kuyona i-app bathafuna ukubona ngesingisi ikwazi ukuyi-translate ngolimi lesingisi baqhubeka so amathuba maningi okusizayo ukuthi ngoba masikhuluma ulimi lakithi we're more confident. This gives us an opportunity to be more confident. Ngoba sobe sikhuluma ulimi lakithi, sobe sikhoda ngolimi lakithi, so yonke into izobe isezulwini. Ofuna ukusazi ukuthi asizwe ngesiNgisi uzokwazi ukutranslate ayizwe ngesiNgisi. Kuya sakwazi ukunuza lutho, sikwazi ukuwina yonke into.
Bawumahlaba, thank you so much for joining us kwi-MUT Radio. Siyabonga kakhulu. I like the fact that ngithe ngikuphuthuma ngesiNgisi, ngithe ngikuphuthuma ngesiZulu, ngithi ngiyakubamba, ngiyakubamba. Wayigijimela nje ngomageva. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.